So what about your life, Christian, reflects Holy Spirit and fire? Jesus came, he will baptize you in Holy Spirit and fire. What about your life speaks of that? We've talked about being baptized in the Holy Spirit and latterly being filled with the Spirit. Were you here for those sermons? Being led by the Spirit? We've talked about that. And so, Christian disciple, what was the significance of your baptism? Where is the Holy Spirit? Where is fire in your life? What is the fruit in your life that proves the change that Jesus has made in you? How are you teaching others what God is teaching you, disciple? You have to answer these questions. Maybe you say to God, break me, melt me, mold me, use me. Right? When you pray to the Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. That, if that happens in your life, we can look at this scripture. In Mark chapter 10, James and John, they're talking to Jesus. And they're like, oh, Jesus, let us be at your right hand and your left hand. Right? And they said to him, let us sit, one at your right, one at your left, in your glory. And Jesus said to them, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? And I imagine they were nodding. Right? And Jesus said, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, we are able. And then Jesus said to them, the cup I drink, you will drink. He said, the cup I drink, you will drink, and the baptism with which I'm baptized, you will be baptized. But this is Jesus after the Jordan. Right? It's after the desert. This is Jesus training his disciples. And he speaks of a baptism yet to come. Now, I propose to you that he speaks of his death on the cross. He speaks of the denial of his own desire to live, to follow God's leading, obedience, all the way to death on a cross. He said, are you able to go through the baptism that I'll go through? And the disciples, they say, yeah, we can do it. But they don't know what it's going to cost, but we say yes. And then we find out what it's going to cost, and then you find out if your yes was yes, as you face what you'll face. Fighting to not let that painting get covered over by black, extinguishing all hope. Yes, Jesus, I'm able to go through. And he said, you will drink from the cup that I drank. Right? Okay, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote this, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Dietrich Bonhoeffer died in concentration camp for standing up for people who the Nazi Reich were putting into concentration camps. He was a Christian minister who said, I cannot stand and abide this behavior by people who say that they are in fact Christians. Something is very wrong here. I'm against it. And he was put in prison and he was killed so shortly before the end of the war, because somebody was like, that guy's going to die on my watch. He's not getting out of here. Special orders to make sure you kill him. Dietrich Bonhoeffer is dead. He did not live. His writings endured. There's stuff that you can read about him and the cost of discipleship, which is the title of the book that draws from his writings. When God calls a man, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. We don't have to physically die. But a disciple does die to self. And we follow the example of Jesus who said, remember in the garden, not my will, but yours be done. I don't want to die, God. If there's any other way, get me out of here. But if that cross is the only way, I'll do it. Not my will, but your will be done. What about your life, Christian? What about your life reflects the Holy Spirit and fire? How you answer the question is part of the assurance of your salvation. I'm not saying it's the basis of it. It is part of the assurance of your salvation. Do you know that you're saved? Can you say, I'm going to see God? Other religions, it's not guaranteed. I think I'm probably going to be saved, but God is, he's fickle, maybe not. One of the other major and Abrahamic world religions do not have assurance. If you die on a wild ride of jihad, and if you do the thing you can do against the enemy of Allah and his prophet, then if you die in that act, there's a promise. We're not doing that. We're not going there. I'm not even slamming the other religion. What I'm saying is the basis of your assurance is this promise of John the Baptist about Jesus Christ, that he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Do you know that this is happening in your life, or has happened? That your life is this. It's part of the assurance of your salvation. It determines the basis of your confidence that you are wheat and not chaff, because burned in unquenchable fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. That's the quote from Luke that we read this morning. Jesus' baptism in Holy Spirit and fire saves you from unquenchable fire. So it's like a hell and brimstone, you know? I'm sorry. This is what the scripture's teaching, though.